In this year, we had almost every day during certainly the Festival of Motorcycling, an issue with a vehicle either breaking down or stopping for one reason or other on the access road, which led to queues back to Johnny Watterson's lane and beyond. So you've got people sat in their vehicles, not only the vehicles getting hot, but also the people inside getting rather hot and bothered. It's not good for the environment either, in the sense that you've got all these cars sat stationary pumping out fumes, which obviously affects our local residents. But basically, it's just causing problems for people getting to and from the hospital and, as I say, causing an awful lot of unnecessary bother for people.
And has it been getting noticeably worse?
Well, certainly, if you think back to when the TT Access Road was introduced, which was about 30 years ago, there was nowhere near the volume of traffic trying to get in and out of the area inside the TT course. You know, since then, the hospital's grown dramatically. The volume of people trying to get to appointments, etc., at the hospital, or just get to and from their homes, because, again, there's been additional homes built on that inside area, Johnny Watson's Lane area. It's just making it more and more difficult for people to go about their daily life.
And I suppose could be exasperated by plans there in the eastern area plan, should there be more development in that area?
Certainly at the moment, there's a number of areas that have been earmarked for development, either straight away or as reserve sites. So yeah, the potential for additional congestion is only going to grow.
What are the commissioners hoping to do with this? You probably aware more than others of the myriad issues that are caused by this inadequate road and the closures. What's the action plan, I suppose, for getting something done about this?
We were concerned enough to raise the issue with our MHK, who brought the matter up in Keys and Tynwald, and as a result of that, the DOI have agreed to look at a scheme to try and alleviate some of these problems. We've had a meeting only this week with representatives of the department, who seem very receptive to the ideas of trying to improve things, both for residents and businesses in that area, because there's a number of businesses that get cut off for several weeks in the year. Plus, also address our other concern is that we've been trying to develop a traffic-free route for pedestrians and cyclists from one side of the island to the other, but under the current arrangement, when the TT Access Road is open, you can't walk along part of that stretch, and certainly it's not the most enjoyable experience trying to cycle along it either. So hopefully, as a result of some forward planning or forward thinking by the DOI, we hopefully might come up with something that meets the needs of all users.
You've been involved through speaking to your MHK, you've had this meeting. I'm sure there'll be further consultation about what the DOI ends up producing by way of possible solutions. But what possible solutions have the commissioners investigated? You must have an idea of where you think certain roads could go.
Well, certainly we had thought that it was going to need a two-way flow, you know, the full length of whatever route was taken. We obviously wanted to take the traffic out of the River Walk area, which is obviously the bane of the residents' life, having traffic going through their residential estate. So, yeah, we were looking at land that effectively was in government ownership further along the valley, which could potentially be a route through there. We're also saying there may be other areas that we can look at in order to, again, enable residents of Snugborough and some of the businesses in Snugborough to actually get in and out during the closed road periods. So, yeah, we've made a few suggestions. There may be a route that's opened up that is only used during TT road closures for people to use, and maybe for buses at the other times of the year, which might address this perennial problem we've had, you know, from residents complaining about the amount of traffic on Strang Road, particularly buses. So, you know, we can perhaps, hopefully, deal with two or three problems all in one go.